Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Wednesday, the 24th of June 2020. And this is for all ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. There are some exciting statistics for today, and we'll start with the volume. That's up to 1.75 billion, and that's up significantly from yesterday, from 1.45 billion. So a nice gain in volume there. The average percentage gain loss for all the 482 ASX resource stocks that traded today, they had an average gain of 1.95%, and that's up from 1.17% yesterday. And as I just mentioned also, there was 482 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down slightly from 484 yesterday. Of the 482 stocks that traded today, this is another nice statistic. 228 had a gain, and that's up from 199 yesterday. There were 104 with no gain. That's down from 116 yesterday. And there was 150 with a loss, and that's down from 169 yesterday. So some great statistics there to show the market's doing well in the current status. So let's look at the best performing ASX resource stocks today for the top five. But there are actually six again because there's equal number four. So let's start with number one, which was Flyfly Resources Limited, ASX code FFR. It had a great gain of 125% today. So congrats to holders on that stock. At number two, we have Talga Resources Limited, ASX code TLG. It had a gain of 34.88% today. At number three, we have Meteoric Resources, ASX code MEI. It had a percentage gain of 29.63% today. At number four, we have Bounty Oil and Gas, ASX code BUI. It had a percentage gain of 26.67%. And at equal number four, we have MRG Metals Limited, ASX code MRQ. It had a percentage gain of 25%, as did Great Boulder Resources, ASX code GBR, also had a percentage gain of 25%. So congrats to all holders of those six stocks that made the top five today. A great achievement. So moving on to the commodities, gold, copper and cobalt all did well today. The highest traded stock today in the resource sector was Thompson Resources Limited, ASX code TMZ, and 11.15% of the company was traded today. The best performing project location or locations today was the Lachlan Fold Belt, which is located in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria in Australia, and also the Goldfields in Kalgoorlie, which is located in Western Australia. So lots of activity and positive gains in those project areas. This is another stat I'm very excited about today, is the top 20, so the annual spend for the top 20 over the last 12 months. So the percentage is 41%, meaning over the last 12 months, the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today are spending an average of 41% on staff admin in the last 12 months and 59% on projects. So that's a really good stat to show that the top 20 are mainly focused on projects instead of lifestyle. Let's look at the ERP statistics. There was 140 stocks, ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down slightly from 141 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is 1.08% gain, and that's up from 0.45% yesterday. The volumes are at just over 644 million, and that's also up significantly from 492 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish off today's podcast with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock, which was Firefly Resources Limited, ASX code FFR. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout WA and Northern Territory in Australia. And they're predominantly in gold and lithium, but they also have a mixture of other commodities throughout their projects, including lead and silver and others. In the last 12 months, they've spent just over $800,000 on projects and $1.2 million on staff admin. So that percentage works out to be 60% on staff admin and 40% on projects. Now, as I always explain, there can be legitimate reasons why there's more money spent in staff admin, but it's just a case of going back and asking the company the question. All right, let's look at their financials. As of the current quarter, they have just over $1.2 million in the bank, excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They have a market cap of just over $7 million, and there are just over 79 million shares on offer. And of those shares, let's look at the breakdown. The board own approximately 5% of the company, and as far as the top 20 shareholding is concerned, they own close to 52% of the company. So that's they don't use ERP at this point. And one thing I forgot to mention as far as their projects, they have one advanced project in scoping study. The rest are in exploration. So that's the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Firefly Resources Limited, ASX code FFR. We hope you've gained some insights and knowledge with our podcast, and thanks again for listening, and good evening, listeners. Good night.